Number three, the lead and copper testing consumer correspondence.
Yeah, so as everybody knows, we had our recent lead and copper testing. This testing is done once every 3 years, and we, as part of this test, the district identifies 10 homes to be sampled from. As far as guidelines for division of drinking water, we look at like the 1980s, kind of a time period.
All 10 homes?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and it's kind of, you know, it's kind of looking at real estate apps, you know, this home was built in this time period. Mm-hmm. And so we had those results back, and how they do that test, the homeowner actually pulls the sample, submits them to the district, takes them down to the lab, and the lab takes those detection levels, and then they order them from, in our case, we have 10, so they order them from the lowest to the highest. Mm-hmm. And they take your result level becomes the 90th percentile. So ours becomes number 9. That person actually becomes our percentile for the test. And we, in this period, we exceeded the Division of Drinking Water action level of 15 parts per billion. And so what that does is it triggers a couple of things. First off, it triggers a public awareness. And so we sent out an initial letter, which was an enhanced consumer notice to our customers, so it went to all of the water users. And also in this process, also in the meantime, the district then turns around, we resample those that exceeded or were right at that action level, so that we had 3 of them. We were able to pull samples off of, pre-pull samples of 2 of those, and they both came back well under the action levels on the retest. And also in this process, we've also retested our water sources, and the water sources came back with 99 lead, and also some of our distribution system. We tested 4 areas in our distribution system. 2 of those in the Oaks, both came back as non-detect, and we had 2 in the lower part and also in the upper part of the canyon that came back with very small levels of detected lead.